Hey, it's James, and welcome to the Weekend Mix. And coming up, I'm talking with one of the organizers of the Holiday Train for this year. And I'll also have music from Andy Williams, The Cars, and Tom Jackson, all on the way.
Weekend Mix.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night, then were so deep.
They looked up and they saw a star shining in the east beyond them far.
This is the holiday edition of The Weekend Mix on Oshawa Rocks.
Between my fantasy and what is real, I need it when I want it. should stay away from, 'cause it's no good for me. I try and try, but my obsession won't let me leave. I got a problem tonight.
That's Neo on the Weekend Mix, and now it's time for what's happening in Durham, and two top post-secondary institutions are planning job fairs for the new year. Both are reaching out to business owners. If you own a local business and are seeking employees, you're invited to take part. Durham College is holding their event on February 5th and Ontario Tech University on February 12th. The goal of these initiatives is to connect employers with potential hires as well as their skills and expertise. Christmas-themed events around the region this year have been raising money for local charities and promoting the holiday spirit. The Orno Santa Claus Parade was held in November. The event included 19 floats, 360 pounds of food was also donated in support of the Clarington East Food Bank. The annual Santa Breakfast was also a success at Newcastle Community Hall this year with a meal and family activities. The Christmas tree lighting at Ina Brown Parkette in Newtonville signaled the beginning of the festive season with local volunteers on hand. And I'm now joined by Terry Cunha from the CPKC Railway to talk about the holiday train, which is coming through cities this year. So Terry, let's just start off by talking a little bit about the route that the train will be taking across Canada for this year.
Yeah, you bet. So our CPKC holiday train is going to kick off November 19th with a show in Montreal. And over the course of 4 weeks, the holiday train, actually, there's two. One will be traveling across Canada and the other one across the United States, making 196 stops in total during that four-week period, wrapping up on December 21st to bring a lot of excitement and joy to communities across North America to celebrate the holiday season.
Awesome. And there are a number of pretty notable performers on board this year as well. The Bare Naked Ladies, as well as I think I read Smash Mouth and Tyler Shaw. So are they going to be on the train the whole time?
So yes, we have a very talented group of musicians on the train, and each one of the performers do spend time on the train as it goes across a certain segment of the route. So yes, we have Smash Mouth and JJ Wild, who will be performing on certain segments of the Ontario leg. We also have Jay Eagleson and TV Case, who are also going to be in Ontario performing at a variety of stops. But yes, we're very fortunate to have a very talented group of a dozen musicians who will be helping us bring Holiday Cheer to the 196 stops this year.
And tell me a little bit about the planning that takes place to get ready for the holiday train. What do your crews have to do to get the trip going?
You bet. So it's a very collaborative effort. It takes a very dedicated group of individuals here at CPKC who, as soon as one show ends, begin planning the next year's holiday train. And it's a collaborative effort from internally, of course, ensuring that the trains are fully functioning and operational, to working with the variety of stakeholders across North America. Most importantly, the food banks. That is what the holiday train is all about. It's about teaming up with local food banks in each one of these 196 stops to help bring awareness and support to each one of the communities. And that's what we're very fortunate with, that during the course of our holiday train, that we've been able to help raise quite a bit of money, over $26 million, and collected over 5 million pounds of food for each, for the food banks across North America. And what's really important is to recognize that everything that is collected in each one of the stops stays local. So we do ask everyone who comes out to each of the shows just to bring a non-perishable food item that can be donated to your local food bank.
Well, that's awesome. And Terry, best of luck with the holiday train this year.
I can see the lights of a distant city. It seems I left it so long ago. Lately my feet are getting cold and weary, and now my heart is leading me back home. Back to the old familiar faces in my hometown. Friends and family gathered round, candle in the window, frost on the pane. I want those days again. I miss the wind in the chimney and the stars in the sky. Try to stay awake to see if reindeer fly. And now I've made it on my own, and I'll be home this Christmas. If I close my eyes, I see decorations, an angel on top of the Christmas tree. She opens her arms like an invitation to bring me back to my family. Back to the old familiar faces in my hometown. Friends and family gathered round, candle in the window, frost on the pane. I want those days again. I miss the wind in the chimney and the stars in the sky. Try to stay awake to see if reindeer fly. Now I've made it on my own, and I'll be home this Christmas. Been keeping the front door open, waiting patiently. Love is the one thing that keeps me going, bringing me back to my family. Back to the old familiar faces in my hometown. Friends and family gathered round, candle in the window, frost on the pane. I want those days again. I miss the wind in the chimney and the stars in the sky. Try to stay awake to see if reindeer fly. Now I've made it on my
I'll be home this Christmas.
Christmas is coming, I can tell by the smiles. I remember the snowflakes that fell from the sky and covered the village that lay sleeping below. Thank goodness this season will never grow. I look through my window well into the night, watching and waiting and hoping I might see one little
Weekend 3, song number 1.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Wrapping up three in a row, there's Andy Williams with Sleigh Ride, and before that we heard Rita McNeil, and This Season Will Never Grow Old, and we started that set off with Tom Jackson and Home This Christmas. And what are some of the top Christmas gifts for 2025, according to bestproducts.com? Well, Aho Mayo, the holiday box, is popular this year, with flavors including Tangy De Janeiro Miso and Original, and you can begin the new year with a brand new lunch bag as well. The Carhartt Deluxe Insulated Lunch Bag is on the list. And the number one item, according to bestproducts.com, are the Beats Flex wireless earbuds that are said to deliver high-quality sound and a versatile design. And you're listening to The Weekend Mix on Oshawa Rocks with The Cars.
Listen for The Weekend 3 and music from across the decades on The Weekend Mix.
It's getting to be that time of year when the snow piles up outside my window. The smell of evergreen. Christmas in the air, and Frosty the Snowman's on the radio. Climb up to the attic, the colored lights, rolled up an old newspaper. The plastic baby Jesus, the three wise men, and their gold frankincense and myrrh. I know that I'm gonna have trouble sleeping Christmas Eve, and I think I will when I'm 103. As long as it's Christmas, there'll always be a little bit of a little girl in me. What a child inside all of us will always be there. As long as it's Christmas, as long as it's Christmas. Boxes filled to the brim with our old decorations. Silent night sings the choir with all of us and all the congregation. There's a stocking with my name on it over the fireplace. Now that old Saint Nick, he won't be there.
Playing music from across the decades, this is The Weekend Mix, and now for some Christmas trivia for you with information from the website Atlas Obscura, an explorer's guide to the world's hidden wonders. And the first map of the North Pole was drawn by Gerardus Mercator in 1595. Based mainly on speculation and notes from early explorers, the map includes features such as strong flowing currents, a giant whirlpool, and a magnetic mountain located in the center. Although sailors in later years would revise Mercator's map to resemble something closer to the Arctic as we know it today, this first depiction of the North Pole is a bold and intriguing look at this rugged, icy landscape. I'm James Dobus, and thanks very much for listening to the holiday edition of The Weekend Mix. More music ahead on Oshawa Rocks, and right now, it's Rob Thomas and a New York City Christmas on The Weekend Mix.
Come down to the city, crowd around the big tree. All you strangers who know me, bring your compassion, your understanding. Lord, how we need it on this New York City Christmas. Yeah, I'm sending you a merry New York Christmas.
Do you need a DJ for your next party? Whether it is a birthday, family get-together, or wedding, JD Production Services in Durham will help make sure you and your guests have an exceptional time. With extensive experience in the entertainment industry, I'll work with you ahead of time to put together the best mix of songs and customize your playlist. On top of providing the tunes, I'll also keep your guests entertained with activities and contests or fun MC commentary. JD Production Services, DJ and MC in Durham Region. Visit jdproductionservices.com.